happy, windy, but sunny Saturday morning. Welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Season 5, Episode 34. The week that was for April 8th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to this Saturday morning podcast. In this episode, we're going to review the shortened week that was for April 8th. Shortened because we had an early release on Monday, but everything else, 5 days. We're going to tell a dad joke, preview another upcoming short week. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcastinette. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Jumping into the student email of the week. This week's email comes from Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. Begins, "Yo, Mr. Sal, the music you've been playing is not from the time we're studying. What's up with that?" Well, Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. We've had a rain theme going on in music in class because that's all it's been doing weather-wise. Rain, rain, and more rain. So I thought it was appropriate to play music about rain. That's why we have it that way. A lot of rain themes. Hopefully, it'll dry up. Today, it's nice. Tomorrow night, it's supposed to rain. A bunch of days next week, supposed to rain. We'll see what happens. But good question. That's why we've been on the rain theme. But it's rained before I've played the music, so I'm not playing rain music to make it rain. I'm playing reactionary rain music because it's raining. So let's get that cleared up. It's not my fault it's raining. The music comes from the rain falling first. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase "student email of the week" in the subject line and then your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your email or message read on this highly popular and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast, Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. Now on to the week in review. All classes. We started the week off with an early dismissal on Monday, which allowed students to view the eclipse. We had that eclipse project going on, and that's what we spent the rest of the week. We worked in class on our eclipse creativity projects. Many of you finished them already. A lot of you guys are being creative. A lot of you are doing journaling. The projects that I've seen so far have been pretty good. Some of you have turned them in already. The majority of you are at least almost done or finishing up over this weekend. I'm going to pause this and I will be right back. I have a phone call coming in. And we are back. Sorry about that. So, where was I? Oh! We worked on the projects. The projects look good. I'm fired up about that. You guys did really well, on the projects that I've seen so far. So that's what we did in class. Also, remember, because we're getting back, a little sneak preview, spoiler alert for the upcoming week. We're getting back into class content. This past week, we were historians and we were creating a historical record of the eclipse that happened on Monday. So if you want to check out the study skill resources, they're in each class's Schoology page in the important class links and resources folder. There's a link in that folder labeled note-taking. It takes you to the class wiki where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. As I say almost every week, everyone learns differently. If how you are studying is not working well enough for you, take a look in that folder, find some other ways to study, experiment with them, and I'll help you out if you would like. Remember, it's important to work more efficiently, not necessarily work harder. Along those lines, I still have pocketed folders that are free for you if you need them. I still have notebooks if you need them. I have some pencils. We're good if you need materials for class. See me before you buy them. What's up, New Brighton? I had people coming in to work on the show. That's what we had going on over the week. And that's pretty much it. We're going to do a quick musical break, and I will come back with some other information. So as we come back, the option enrichment assignments, you guys know what they are. I'm not going to get into detail with them. You have them. We have the stick together activities. We have all kinds. We have the coding, weekly coding projects. We have all kinds of activities. See me if you're interested. People are already working on them. I am going to go into my favorite part of the podcast and yours, the dad joke of the week. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of the book I got for Christmas, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Awful Yet Wonderfully Spiffing. And this one goes with my Saturday theme and usually period two. You guys are in on this. It is a coffee theme. What do you call a sad cup of coffee? Anybody? Once again, what do you call a sad cup of coffee? A depresso. I love it. Get it? A depresso instead of an espresso. And I drink espresso a lot. So, anyway, I like that joke. So, as we go back in, we're going to keep going on. Back to the regularly scheduled podcast, out of the fun and games. Next week, we have a short week. We're going to make the most of it. On Monday, we're going to touch base to start the period, see how projects are progressing. They are due by 2:20 p.m. on Monday. Then, we're going to jump back into the Cold War international issues, and we're going to close out the 1950s by Thursday, which is our last day of school next week. We do not have school on Friday. What's up, New Brighton? We'll have our club meeting on Tuesday morning. People will be working on recording parts of the show, continuing with that. School announcements. This week's school announcements are as follows. As mentioned earlier, this is a short week coming up, one of a couple we have this month. Keystone tests are coming up soon. More information will be coming out from guidance on that. Check out the What's Up, New Brighton internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month, which is this Tuesday coming up. We also have a TikTok channel on for What's Up New Brighton. Check that out. As always, you know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and summer and even during breaks and weekends. See Mrs. Berger for details or Miss D or myself. We still have colleges coming to the high school for college visits, along with tech schools and trade schools. Check those out. And as we get ready to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are of my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, send me some complimentary emails. I appreciate it. Another thing, I want to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology in the classroom. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211 on your phone or 211.org on any internet-connected device. Along with this, we have 511PA.com. It's a great resource for travelers. Coming home yesterday, which was Friday, I got down to the bottom of Route 65 going into Elwood City by Riverside High School, and they closed the road. The sign wasn't blinking yet because they just closed it. The bridge was flooded, so I had to turn around and loop back up to get into Elwood City. Check 511PA for road closures with all of the rain and storms coming on. We have road closures. We have construction. Oak Hill's under construction. They have all that stuff listed on state highways, interstates, construction, road closures, all kinds of fun stuff. They're working on the turnpike. Check that out. They even have live traffic cams that show traffic conditions and driving conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. If you're traveling, use that resource. It's 511PA.com. You can dial 511 on your phone or download the 511PA app. That wraps up this podcast, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine today. Even tomorrow, it's supposed to be a little bit warmer and also sunny until later. Then we have more storms coming in Sunday night. Try and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys Monday.